Blog Talk Radio.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Here we go. Let's go live on YouTube. Welcome, everybody. We're glad to have you with us here tonight. In another in the series of Establishing Your Faith, we welcome you right here in the United States of America and around the world, wherever you might be joining us from. Thank you for coming out and being a part. And we're in the middle. We're in the middle of a pretty awesome series on righteousness. Awake to righteousness and you won't sin. Brother Dan's got us over there on Blog Talk Radio. Sister Sunday's joined us on YouTube. Looks like Brother Roger, you're the one that's going to be holding down the Zoom for us right now. So glory be to God. Glory be to God. Welcome to everybody tonight. Now, we say this every night, and we'll say it again today. And that is, for those of you that are streaming around the world on one of these platforms, we would love to hear from you. Send us an email, send us a text, an instant message, something like that. And it's just awesome to be able to hear a good word from a far country. And that's what happens when you check in with us. Now, I've been asking you to send us a picture of you as you study with us the program, whatever one it is. Maybe you write on a piece of paper, this is read the word and hold it up or something. Establishing your faith, rebuilding the walls of righteousness. And we're creating a partner board up here of you listening to the program, you know, and it's you. Now, if you listen to the program while you're taking a shower, please don't take a picture of yourself there. That wouldn't be the kind of picture that we want, but we welcome you and we're glad you're here. You know, I updated the nation list in our prayer today, and it looks like we're at, I think it's 50 nations. And wow, what an amazing thought that God has used us to bless this many people in this many different locations. So we say hi to our friends all over the world, wherever you may be. We can see Sister Julian and Brother Julian, Sister Vamala join with us. Mary Fernandez, Brother Tanvir, we bless you. We declare that faith happens powerfully, wonderfully in your nation, and you are a catalyst for great faith to come into your nation. In Jesus' mighty name. And you and God are a majority. Never forget it. And walk in those paths of righteousness. You know, I've been in some pretty big churches that do a lot in a lot of nations. And when you think about what was going on here with Brother Dan and his semi, Brother Roger and Warren, Sister Sunday and Port Sanilac, or whoever you are, And then whoever else joins us, we're in North Dakota, Julian and Vimala all the way in Malaysia. It is amazing what God is doing and reaching so much of the world. Thank you, Jesus. That you considered us worthy to have this assignment. We don't take it lightly. In Jesus' mighty name. So, glory be to God. Glory be to God. You know, I see, it's just interesting. I roomed with Brother Dan in Bible college. I think I did. Didn't we room together, Dan? I think we did. But I didn't know Roger, but we met at the Patriot Guard. I've known this guy now for many years. I'm 59, and I probably met Sunday when I was like 8. And she came to my dad's church. And you look at what God's added to us and the wonderful people that's with us. And what an amazing opportunity to preach the gospel. All of our truck driving friends, Gary West, Dave Godby, James Denny Jr., Brother Jamie, Ken Brumbaugh, James and Felicia Eicher, all of that truck driving community, Jerem and Glazia. It is really, really, really amazing. Well, Brother Dan's a truck driver too. It's amazing to see how God has helped us reach out and be a blessing. And you ain't seen nothing yet. You wait until Kansas City comes online and watch what God does in that process with our lives. And there's nothing to do except wake up in the morning and say, what do we do today, Jesus? And then go do it. Whatever he gives you to do, do. It's like we read this morning in the Read the Word when Mary looked at the servants at the wedding and said, just whatever he tells you to do, just go do it. Because you know how moms are. She'd been watching him. And she's like, just whatever he says to you, go do it. And to this day, that's still our answer. Now, just like last night, the plan for this night is to read a bunch of the verses. My goal is to read them all that have the word sin in them. And then we'll start with the verses that have the word righteousness in it. And do it as a study, even though it's not like an organized doctrinal statement. It's that process that I keep saying to us by the Holy Spirit. Just open your Bible up. Search the verse. Search the word. And then start reading those verses so that you can see it. And I'll show you how to do that on the eSword again here in a little while. That helps you get a grasp on your computer and your tablet, whatever you got. It'll be a blessing to you. And even though we're going to study sin and we're going to hear God pronounce judgment on sinners, our message isn't a message of you, sinner. Our message is, thank God for Jesus' righteousness. I'm so glad Jesus made me righteous. Because now I don't have to fight the sin factor. I don't have to be sin conscious. I am righteousness conscious. And therefore, I don't sin, but I live in righteousness. It's an amazing factor of the Christian life when you really know. And remember this about God. had a question to come in this afternoon, and I'll do a whole session on it when we're done with this, but just remember this about God, our Father. He's holy. He's righteous. He's all-powerful. He's omnipotent, all-knowing, or omniscient, all-knowing. And he's omnipresent. He's everywhere all at the same time. But that doesn't make him not a real father to us. He is a real father. He said, I will be your father and you'll be my children. So you can ask God any question. You just have to ask it from a reverent, respectful heart. You don't get to treat God like some children today treat their parents, because his presence will go away, because he only deals in honor and respect and in excellence and in righteousness. He loves you enough to accept you where you are, fill you with his righteousness so that you can be in his presence. And now, every day as you walk with him, he's going to help you change and develop and grow and be established. So be encouraged in that. You can talk to God about anything, like literally anything. Now, the only difference between talking with God about anything and talking with your dad about anything, God is always right. And your dad may not have been always right. I had a good dad. Well, I still have a good dad. He's in heaven. And dad led us with all of the love and understanding he could. He just didn't know everything about life. But we're not concerned about that. My dad never led us with anything except a father's love. But see, the Father, God our Father, everything he ever says to you is true, the truth. And our challenge is we just got to learn to trust him in Jesus' mighty name. Well, let's get our prayer up here, opening prayer. Whoops, that's the wrong button. Hey, look at there. First slide that showed up is the nations. I'll share the screen here. Watch this. There's all of our nations.
The nations increase 100-fold.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, when you think about this, guys, to think, whoops, hold on, I got to back out. Latest update didn't update. Come on now. Do it right, because it is right. Let's try this again. There we go. Now we got it. Ah! Hold on. There we go. This is what a large church would look like, except when you just follow God. This is what an obedient ecclesia looks like. You and I following the voice of God, and he leads us this way in Jesus' mighty name. So let's just start out right here. Ready? God bless the nations of the world to hear the word of faith. We bless our partners. Well, all right. We'll have to fix that. We bless these, our partners, and each believer in these nations. United States of America, Canada, Mexico, Brazil, South Africa, Niger, Nigeria, Ghana, Kenya, Uganda, Tunisia, Oman, United Arab Emirates, New Zealand, Australia, New Guinea, Malaysia, Singapore, Philippines, Japan, Vietnam, South Korea, Samoan Islands, Thailand, India, Pakistan, Iran, Iraq, United Kingdom, Ireland, Spain, Belgium, Portugal, Germany, Switzerland, Hungary, Finland, Netherlands, Sweden, Estonia, Serbia, Czech Republic, Ukraine, Poland, Russia, Kazakhstan, and China, and all the nations of the world, in Jesus' mighty name. Pray this prayer boldly. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow. Your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry that believers' lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today in Jesus' mighty name. We pause now, Father. We pray for every church, every ministry, every evangelistic outreach session that's going on right now, every crusade, worship meeting, a conference for the churches somewhere in the world. We pray over every home group and small group, and we pray for the persecuted church, however they're having church tonight. We pray for those on Zoom and Facebook and YouTube and every other platform. Bless the word of God as it goes out tonight. We gather our faith together and all these folks together, and we declare, thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven, in Jesus' mighty name. All believers are one and the same in God our Father. There is one body and one spirit, just as we were called in one hope of our calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you, in us all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Thank you, Father, for your grace and your gift in my life. We bless every member of the body of Christ to have this same understanding all around the world, Jesus. All around the world, may they have this understanding. I pray this in your mighty name. Jesus, do something so big in our lives that only you could have the glory. May every political rally that happens tonight be filled with the name of Jesus and the Word of God, and our enemy run in fear of us. Wow. Here we go. Jesus himself is the one who gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. God bless the fivefold ministry with boldness right now. All of the ministers who have church tonight in the central time zone, give them boldness. Help every minister in the mountain time zone. May they be stoking it up tonight, Jesus, right now. Those in Pacific, help them eat their supper, pull out their notes, and tune that thing up to have good church tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Matter of fact, Father, we bless Nancy Dufresne's women's conference tonight. May the anointing bold and strong and powerful in that conference this evening. Verse 12, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, until we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man. We're coming to be a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God, Ephesians 3:19, so that we will no longer be children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. Father, expose their wicked, deceitful plotting, speaking the truth in love. We all grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. I bring my gift and my supply to this body of believers today. Use me to be a blessing to others in Jesus' mighty name. And now, I'm not going to skip this slide, because right now, guys, there's patriotic events happening everywhere. This prayer that we're praying right here, right now, is going to go across this nation, and it is going to totally change and make a difference in meetings right now, tonight. We join the voices of every great prayer warrior, patriot warrior, passionate patriot of this great nation, and we declare, God bless America. We thank you, Father, for your many abundant blessings in and on this nation. Come on now. You just got to work. Father, help us the living to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. We highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain. We declare this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. We declare this government of the people, by the people, for the people shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might. Great God, our King, forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Thank you. I love the thought that what we just prayed right there, right then, went immediately to effect in the lives of people all across this nation. In Jesus' name. Sister Rebecca, welcome, welcome, welcome. All of you that's with us on YouTube that we haven't seen in a while, we bless you. And thank you that some of you contact us and let us know you're there. If you sign in, we would love to say hi to you and be a blessing to you in Jesus' mighty name. Now, let's get to the Word of God for this evening. The title that I have is Word of God Speak. Now, I would love to be able to play that song for you right now because it's a powerful song. However, I don't want our program to not be allowed on YouTube because somebody gets crosswise with it. So I love that song. I think Big Daddy Weave's the one that sung it. Word of God speak, fall down like rain. Open my eyes to see your majesty. Be still and know that you're in this place. Word of God, speak. So I want you to turn with me for our first set of verses tonight to Romans chapter 14. Romans chapter 14. And let's go to let's read 14 through 23. Evening, Rebecca. It's good to have you with us tonight. You holding down the fort over there with Sister Sunday, putting the verses in with us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We've been blessing you and your family all day long. Actually, all of you that are connected to us, you get blessed by me all day long because I want to see God's blessing manifest in your lives every single day. Now, I said that I was going to do this very effectively. But I didn't get that done. But it'll be all right. Because we will get it done. Here we go. Hold your Bible up. Make your confession with me. See it right there on the screen. This is my Bible. I believe what God's word says. I am what Jesus says I am, because he is the great I am, the Holy Spirit of God. My resident teacher is making his word come alive in my life tonight. I receive the word of God, plant him as a seed in the good soil of my heart, producing a hundredfold return in my spirit, soul, and body, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. Now, I'm going to switch screens here. Everybody just sit tight. There we go. Like that. Pull this like this a little bit so we can see that corner. And we'll pull that like that a little bit. Don't worry. It's all important. There we go. Now, Romans 14:14 through 23. And our title for tonight is, wow, Righteousness, Joy, and Peace in the Holy Spirit. That's what the kingdom of God is. That's our kingdom that you and I live in. Righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Spirit. Romans 14. There we go. Now on your screen, you can see it on the eSword. I'm going to leave it up there, and then I'm going to use eSword tonight so that people can see how easy this is, and it'll be a blessing to you tonight. Here we go. Verse 14. I know and am convinced by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself, but to him who considers anything to be unclean, to him is unclean. Now, Paul's not talking about sin. Sin is sin. He's talking about eating food, the way you wash your hands, and all the rest of it. 15. Yet if your brother is grieved because of your food, you are no longer walking in love. Do not destroy with your food the one for whom Christ died. Therefore, do not let your good be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. For he who serves Christ in these things is acceptable to God and approved by men. Therefore, let us pursue the things which make for peace and the things by which one may edify another. Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food. This must have been a pretty serious offense that was going on in Rome when Paul wrote this. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for the man who eats with offense. It is good neither to eat meat, nor drink wine, nor do anything by which your brother stumbles, or is offended, or is made weak. Do you have faith? Have it to yourself before God. Happy is he who does not condemn himself in what he approves or allows in his own life. 23. He who doubts is condemned if he eats, because he does not eat from faith. For whatever is not from faith is sin. Now that, my friends, is a really, really, really big statement, that whatever is not from faith is sin. Now, you'll notice over here that I've got my screen shared that has the Bible on it. And I'm in Romans 14. This is my e-sword. I want you to see this, because I want you to see how simple this is to use. And you can get it on your tablet. You can get it on your computer and your iPhone. And then if you want the similar one for Android, it's called My Sword. Now watch. In the Bible, you can see it says Bible in the blue up here. I'm in the New King James Version. See how that's right underneath of it? And you'll see over here, it shows I'm in the Bible. I'm going to change this translation, and I'm going to make it the King James Plus. So I went over to the drop-down menu on this side, clicked on it, and then I'm going to go up here and click on KJV Plus. And what does that do? That opens up all of the numbers for the definition of every word that's in the Bible. Watch. I want to go down here to the word sin, the last word of verse 23. Now watch this. And he that doubts, damned if he eats. The New King James says condemned. Because he eateth not of faith. For whatever is not of faith is sin. Let's look at the word for sin, the definition. Now, when this shows up, you can see at the top up here, it says G266, and then the word strong. That is the Strong's Exhaustive Concordance, and they put the number G266 on the word sin, so you can find it. This word sin is harmartia, sin or offense. You'll notice it says here, the total occurrences in the King James Version is 174 times. If you click that, it will show you all of those verses that use that specific word for sin, harmartia. All right? And if you would read all of those verses, you would see exactly that. Now, let me see if I know how to get back. Bible. Well, I skipped a step somewhere. Now let's go down to the Thayer definition. All right? To be without a share in, to miss the mark, to err or be mistaken, to miss or wander from the path of uprightness and honor, to do or go wrong, to wander from the law of God, violate God's law, or sin. Now watch. That which is done wrong, sin, an offense, a violation of the divine law in thought or in act. Now, why did I read this? Because Paul's not talking about a deep offense, a serious major sin, when he's using this word. He uses the word that means miss the mark. In archery, bow and arrow, when you don't hit the bullseye, it's called a sin. You miss the mark. It's actually, that's the name of it. And so what Paul is saying here, if you don't eat in faith, he's using food. Whatever is not from faith is going to end up being sin. You hear me say it. Make sure when you drink coffee, you're drinking in faith. Can I get a big amen, Roger?
Amen.
So, it's not a sin to not drink coffee. That word sin means missing the mark. Right? It means you shot for it. You did everything in your power to get there. This is not a sin that leads to death. This is really, you're missing the mark. When you're eating your food, you're not blessing it, and you're not being careful that you don't offend your brother. Paul's saying, you're missing the mark. What's the mark? We read it there in verse number 17. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Say this, I'm not bound under sin.
I'm not bound under sin.
I'm filled with righteousness.
I'm filled with righteousness.
You are. Now, what we got to do is live our life in a way that we are righteousness conscious, not sin conscious. Many times in our lives, people have had a mean, hard, abusive father. So that's their opinion of God. Mean, hard, abusive. And no matter what I do, I'll never be able to please him. I'll always be doing something wrong. Well, if that's your opinion of who God is, then you're going to come up short of the wonderful, loving relationship that God wants to have with you in your life. Let's turn there. Everybody watch the screen again. Find the mouse, find the mouse, find the mouse. John 4. And we're going to go down here to verse 23 right here. Now, I understand you might not be able to read how small these words are yourself, but I'm wanting to show you the power of this app. And I think it costs you $3 now. If it cost you 10, it'd be well worth it because of everything it does. Verse 23, the hour is coming and now is. John 4, 23 and 24. Amen to you, Sunday. The hour is coming And now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. Now that's a powerful statement. But now look at the last half. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. The Father's seeking you to worship him. God is spirit. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. God is a spirit. And when you worship him, worship him in spirit and in truth. Now think about this set of verses. And then we're probably going to go read some more verses on sin. Now watch this. Our God and Father loves us so much, he is seeking a relationship with us. He's not mean. He's not hard. He doesn't believe he has to be hard on you. He's not condemning. John 3:17, God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Our God is not a condemning God. God so loved this world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him may have everlasting life and they will not perish. And God didn't send Jesus here to condemn us. The only people that Jesus ever condemned or confronted was those religious leaders of the law who knew the truth and hid it from the eyes of people. He condemned them. He called them names. He took a whip to them. He went just a little bit farther than what I've ever done. I've often thought, the 23rd Psalm says, the rod and the staff, they comfort you. So I should just take a staff to people every now and then. And when you get done, just say, I just comforted you. It's just a joke. Nobody be offended. Ready, Roger? I made it funny. Now, the Father is seeking you. He's not seeking you to be hard and mean to you. He's seeking you to be a loving Father to you, that you can love and trust and ask him anything. He is not like your dad if you had a mean one. Maybe you didn't even have a dad. If you might say, well, Pastor, that means it's going to be hard for me. According to your faith, and the words you speak off of your mouth is what you're going to have to come up with. So I would say, if I were you, I have a loving relationship with my Father, and I will always walk in love and compassion with him in Jesus' mighty name. Let's look at one more verse here. I'm ready to go grab these other verses, but let's go to John chapter 14. And let's read 15 through 18. John 14, 15 through 18. And ladies, you can add the verses, that's fine. Makes it a lot simpler on me. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever, a helper, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. Now watch this. But you know him, for he dwells with you amongst us, and he will be in you. There's a difference, a big difference, with somebody being in the same room with you and somebody actually inhabiting your being. The Holy Spirit, Jesus said, is a helper, a comforter, the teacher. And he's going to come and he's going to live on the inside of us. See, we have a blessing the rest of the whole world sought for. Have the revelation of the knowledge of the truth that God Almighty lives on the inside of us. And he loves it. And he's a loving father. His words will only be words of love and peace and strength to you. His words will not be hard and mean and condemning. Now, he will correct you. Oh, my goodness. You can count on the fact that he is going to correct you. Whom a father loves, he also corrects, instructs, and teaches. But because you and I live every day in an open relationship with the Father, loving him and obeying him, nothing that he ever tells you to correct will ever seem difficult to you. Why? Because you'll realize he's already washed all my sins away. They're no longer against me. He filled me with Jesus' righteousness, so I don't even have to fight sin in my own power. And now I have the resident teacher living on the inside of me. Hey, Evening Angel Collier, welcome, 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 welcome. It's good to have you, young lady. I'm now in John 14, and let's go down to verse 26. Now, you'll see on the screen, this is Esau. I've got verse 26 down here highlighted in blue. You'll see it. This is my Esau. I'm in the Bible. Right underneath the blue Bible, it says New King James Version. So I go over here and I click the book of John, John chapter 14, and scroll down, and you get verse number 26. But the helper, see, up here in verse number 16, it says he's going to send us a helper. 15, yeah, 16. He will give you another helper. Well, now we're down here in 26, and it says, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to remembrance all things that I, that's Jesus, said to you. The Holy Spirit living on the inside of you is living in you in great strength, and he's a teacher living on the inside, teaching you from the inside out. Now, that could be a brand new doctrine for you, and you might be of the doctrine that says, I can't even believe you said God would live on the inside of you. Well, it's in the Bible. You just have to open your Bible and study that fact, that truth. But this is the Holy Spirit. He is your resident teacher. We studied it last night in 1 John chapter 2. We're not going to go back there today, but what do we realize? God Almighty gave us the Holy Spirit to live inside of us. Literally, Jesus baptized us in the Holy Spirit and put him right on the inside of our lives. Why? So that God Almighty could teach you and I how to walk out our Christian life from the inside out. Not God's got to figure out a way to get it through your thick skull. God's in here. God went past your brain and came to live within you. And before he could come in, he had to wash it white as snow, because his glory can't be where there's sin. So as soon as you said, come in, Jesus' blood went to work immediately, washed you white as snow, installed in you his righteousness, and then gave you the Holy Spirit as a resident teacher along with Jesus and the Father, so that you will live every day in great blessing, in great strength, in great success. Now, let's go up here and look at verse number 20, John 14:20. At that day, you will know that I am in my Father and you in me and I in you. Now, there's no other way to interpret that verse except to say God Almighty came to live on the inside of us. There's just no other way. Because that's what happened. That's what he did. People say, yeah, but you just said that God Almighty came to live in you. Please don't be like a Sadducee or a Pharisee who challenged everything Jesus said about God and the fact that God wanted to live in Jesus and in them. This is literally living, breathing, wonderful word of Almighty God. It's inerrant. I'm reading to you right out of the Bible. God Almighty has chosen to come and live on the inside of you every single day of your life because he loves you and he wants you to be strengthened. Let's read another verse, verse 23. Jesus said to them, if anyone loves me, he'll keep my word. And my Father will love him. And we will come to him and make our home with him. Jesus is in my house with me. His presence is here. His manifest presence. But he's talking about living in here. On the inside of us. So, all of a sudden, we realize the Holy Spirit's living on the inside of us. And he's teaching us from the inside out. That's why when we read those verses in Romans chapter 14, what is the kingdom of God? Righteousness. Jesus. Joy. That's what comes from having Jesus and righteousness. And peace. And the Holy Spirit, when you have Jesus and the Holy Spirit, you're going to live in joy and peace all the days of your life. And where do they live? They live right inside of you. Right inside of you. Now, let's grab one more verse. Hold on. Let me find it here. John 15. I'm going to go here on the eSword. You can see it on the screen. John 15. So I'm in the Bible. I went down to John, which is over here in the left. And I went to 15. And now we're going down to 26. That one's not highlighted. So we'll right-click on the number. It gives us the option to highlight it. Bam. There it is. We got it. Verse 26, John 15, 26. When the Helper comes, I will send to you from the Father the Spirit of truth. He is the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father. He will testify of me. The Spirit of God on the inside of you is all truth on the inside of you. He's leading you into truth. Now, I've been seeing something the last couple of days, and I don't know who you are that this is, but I want to encourage you. I've seen several times a couple of people saying, man, Pastor, I just can't live this like you do. Maybe I'm not meant to be a part of the community of faith. You're missing this message if you're thinking that way. I'm going to stop my share for a minute. Don't think that way. I'm not living in any way that anyone else, that everyone else can't live in. Because this is not about how determined and how serious and how intellectually sound and how many years of studious development I now have and I can live this out. What's happening is the Holy Spirit is revealing to you that you actually enjoy some of these sins you're sinning. Now, everybody just stay with me for a minute. Don't hang up. Watch. I know this by the Holy Spirit. You enjoy gossip. You enjoy making the story a little better. You enjoy building a story. You like telling it and telling it to somebody else. And all of a sudden, you're realizing it's not for prayer purposes only. It's actually gossip. And you're realizing that the Holy Spirit is saying, that is sin. Stop. Now, I encourage you, don't walk away from the righteousness of God and walk into what you know is sin. Remember, our view has to be for eternity, not for while we're on this earth. We must be diligently preparing for eternity. You and I will live on this earth. You know, most people live 70 years. If you run with me, you're going to live somewhere between 70 and 120. Why? Because I want my kids and my kids' kids and my kids' 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 to all know Grandpa Samuel. I want them to know me. I want them to know the righteousness that I walk in. I want them to know my Jesus. I want them to know how to walk with God and that he is the greatest father there ever was. If I were to live 120 years, that'd be a long time on this earth for our modern day. In 120 years, isn't even a breath of what eternity will be. Because eternity will last forever. And when we make a decision to draw back from God, we make a decision to totally mess up our eternity. Well, Pastor, I just believe that in heaven, you have the real righteous, and they're somewhere. And then you have the other righteous, and they're somewhere. And then you have those of us that are Christians. We never beat sin, but we're Christians. We still love God, and we'll be in heaven. We just won't be where you are. Well, The Bible says the soul that sinneth shall die. And I'm standing here during this series as a warning to you. Sin is serious. Sin is very, very serious. Now, missing the mark, coming up short, endeavoring to do a good thing and it just didn't turn out like it was supposed to. That's not a sin that's going to keep you out of heaven. But the Christian sins will keep you out of heaven. Tail-bearing, backbiting, gossip, maliciousness, slander. All of those are the sins that are in church. And those will get you sent straight to hell. People like, I just don't think I like how you're preaching anymore. Well, don't worry about how I preach. Please stay with us because this message is a message of faith. When this series is done, we'll be back preaching about faith from the rest of the Bible. You'll still need to come to this series and say, I've got to get a revelation of the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Follow me to this verse. 1 John chapter 5, and let's go down to verse 16, and we'll read 16 through 21, 16 through 21. And I'm going to share my screen again so you can see me. I'm going to do this. I want people to get used to the fact that eSword isn't difficult, and it's a powerful aid to have on your tablet, your computer, your phone. If you have an Android, my sword. Now watch, I'm going over here. I'm in the Bible, so it's blue. I'm going down here to 1 John on this side, down in the corner. Then I'm going to go up here and go to chapter 5, and I'm going down here, see if I've got these verses underlined yet or highlighted. And sure enough, I do. All unrighteousness is sin. And there is sin leading to death. Let's go back and get 16. If anyone sees his brother sinning a sin which does not lead to death, he will ask of the Father. And he, notice that he is capitalized, will give him life for those who commit sin not leading to death. There is sin leading to death. I do not say that he should pray about that. Verse 17. All unrighteousness is sin. And there is a sin leading to death. Gossip, slander, backbiting, talebearing, sedition, character assassination. All of those are sins that lead you to death. Because God said that's the nature of your father, the devil. And when you do his things, then you're guilty of his sin. And then he has to let you go to where you want to go, to the abode of your father, the devil, who you're submitting to. I want to encourage you that the kingdom of God, we read it tonight, is righteousness, joy, and peace, and the Holy Spirit. God is so amazing that he didn't ask you and command you to be righteous without filling you with righteousness to be able to do it. He filled you with righteousness. He made you into his righteousness so that you could be righteous. I've been hoping one of you would find Brother Jesse the Planet's message that he preaches, quit trying to be what you already are. And I've looked, Brother Dan was looking, and so far we don't have it. And the reason we haven't found it is because it's a message that's not going to have that title. But that's going to be the message. And what is he talking about? You've already been made righteous. Quit trying to make yourself righteous because you can't. That's self-righteousness. Now watch. Verse number 18. We know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one, the world people. We know the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him who is true. Now look what it says. And we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. We are in Christ. And we ended last night with John 17, where Jesus prayed to the Father that we would be one with him. And he prayed that the glory that the Father gave to Jesus would be given to us. And it was. And it was. Go with me now. Here we go. Holy Spirit's leading. And we're going down a different pattern than what those notes are. But it'll be all right. Because the Holy Spirit leads us in accordance with whoever's here. If I was just speaking to you about the Christian sins, and you're one of those people, it's so important that you get free from it. Those sins are the most destructive sins there are. And they're filled with offense, and they're filled with bitterness, and they're filled with confusion, and they're filled with sadness, because after you talk about somebody and spread something about them, you don't feel clean. You feel dirty. So right now, I bind that spirit of gossip and tailbearing and backbiting. I bind that spirit that wants to bring somebody else down so that you can make yourself look good. You are a lying spirit, and I command you to release your grip on my brother, my sister, and you let them go free, because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And if that's you at your home that I'm talking to, lift your hands up and just say it. Jesus, I receive the fact that you have made me righteous. Say it. Go ahead. Hey, Roger, say it with me. I receive the fact Roger must have gone and got a cup of coffee. I receive the fact that you have made me righteous.
I receive the fact that you made me righteous.
And I choose to walk with you.
I choose to walk with you.
And be righteous every day.
And be righteous every day.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Now, why did I say that right in the middle of this message? Well, I don't know. But I do know this. Our God impress that upon me so strongly several times that it was like, no, stop and say this. Because that's actually a horrible sin. To spread lies and rumors and false communication. Did I say the next place we were going? Uh-oh. Where's that verse at? Hang on just a second here. Well, let's... Amen. Amen. Good job, Angel. You're doing good. Typing that all out like that. All right, I got to find the verse. So let's do this. I'm going to share my screen. And I'm going to put my e-sword back up. And let's do this. You'll notice up here at the top, you've got Bible, cross-reference, and the word search. I'm going to hit the word search. And I'm going to type in there hope and glory. I'm looking for the verse, Christ in me, the hope of glory. I thought it was Ephesians 2:27, but it sure ain't there. So I searched the words hope and glory. And in the Bible, you'll find them in Psalms 16:9, right here. Whoops. Didn't mean to do that. Go back and click search. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh will rest in hope. Hope and glory are found in Romans 5:2, Ephesians 1:18, the hope of his calling. That's not it. There it is. Oh, Colossians 1:27. All right. That's where we got to go. Using the e-sword, you can see if you know the actual word that's in the verse, then you can search it up and find it. And you can see that those two words together have been used 5 times in the Bible. Now let's do this. Watch this. I love this. I do this all the time. The word hope in the whole Bible is used 134 times. Did God have something to say about hope? Yeah. Let's do the other word, the word glory. 351 times the Bible talks about glory. Wow. All right. Now, let me get back to where I was. Hope and glory. And then we're going to go down here and we're going to click on that reference, Colossians 1:27. When you do, it opens up to Colossians chapter 1. And then you can scroll down here and see verse 27. Let's actually read Colossians 1. We'll read 24. Through 29. Colossians 1, 24 through 29. Our verse tonight that we're focusing on is the kingdom of God is righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Spirit. Now, I want you to see that the whole focus of this series to help you come to the understanding that you have been made into the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Now watch this, Colossians 1:24. I now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church. You and I are the body of Christ, the church, the ecclesia. That word church, when we go and we switch this now to the King James Plus, that shows us all the definitions. Watch this. For his body's sake, which is the church. 1577. You can see that word is ecclesia, the called out ones, religious congregation, community of members on earth or saints. Now watch this. A gathering of citizens called out from their homes into some public place and assembly. Wow. We are God's governing body of authority on this earth. Convene the public place of council, purpose of deliberating, the assembly of the Israelites, any gathering or throng of men assembled by chance or tumultuously. Well, you and I know that we are God's ambassadors, so the church is God's governing body of authority on this earth. Now, let's keep reading because that was not my verse. I'm going to go back up here and change my reference. Notice over here in the top right, I'm going to click on those blue arrows, and I'm going to put that back in the New King James and go down here and read my verses. Verse 25, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God, which was given to me to fulfill the word of God. So Paul is saying, I am a steward of the mystery of the gospel of Christ. And this mystery was given to me by God to share to the world. 26, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. Say it with me. I am a saint.
I am a saint.
You am a saint, Roger. See how the religious indoctrination of our day, the last 50 years? Well, Pastor, a saint is somebody that the Catholic Church has elevated to sainthood because they live such a perfect life. Well, in the Catholic denomination, organization, that's what they call saints. But the Bible calls anyone who's been born of God by the blood of Jesus, filled with his righteousness and the Holy Spirit, God calls that person a saint. I know. This message is cutting down the line. But wouldn't you rather know the truth and have the truth set you free than to get there on that day standing in front of Jesus and be going, ah, diddy ba 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 ba? Because you don't have an answer. God's not standing here with a club saying, I'm going to beat you if you don't believe the right word about a saint. But here's what happens. The doctrines of man have caused us to believe something different than what the Word of God says. Thank God for Mother Teresa, who's considered a saint. Wonderful. Absolutely amazing, marvelous, beautiful woman of God. She truly is. She deserves every honor that she ever received. But according to the Bible, that's not what a saint is. I'm not down on them. Catholic Church can do whatever they want to do. I'm not their judge. I'm not even saying it's wrong what they did. I'm telling you that if you're going to live by the Bible, the one that you will be judged by when you stand before God, I'm giving you the right definition of a saint. Keep reading. Hold on. Am I still shared? Yeah, I'm shared. Watch this. Watch. Let's look real quick. Let's go back up here and hit the search button. Let's just search the word saint. Two times in the whole Bible is the word saint. One is in Psalm, and the other one is in Philippians. Let's add an S. The word saints is used. The Old Testament has 32 of them. The New Testament has 61 of them. You'll notice at the top of the screen where it says saints, all words, then you can click here on the Bible. It will show you all of them. You can click here on the Old Testament. It'll show you the verses in the Old Testament. You can click here on NT, and that will show you how many times in the New Testament. And because we were reading in Colossians, you have the ability to click on the word Colossians, and you'll notice that the word saints is used 4 times in the book of Colossians. Well, here's the revelation. If you read all 61 verses of the New Testament about the word saints, you'll understand the definition. I'm not asking you just to believe me carte blanche. I'm challenging you to study, because you are going to be judged by this book when you get to heaven. And you're either going to be blessed or you're going to suffer loss. If you're born again and you walk with God every day when your works are tried by fire, if you've walked with God every day in the paths of righteousness, you'll get to heaven. You won't have any works. You won't have a crown to present to Jesus, because they'll all be burned up. But you'll still be there. And you'll shout, glory, hallelujah, I'm here. The whole purpose of Pastor Samuel J. Cottle in your life is to say to you, you're going to be judged by this book. If you open it up and see the beauty, awe, and wonder of what God did through Jesus for you, you're going to live an amazing life on this earth. And the moment Jesus sees you, he's going to be saying, well done, good and faithful servant. Woo! Because he'll know that you were busy judging yourself on this earth. So when you get to that day, sure, you're going to suffer loss. I know on that day I'll suffer loss. I also know that since I got this revelation, I've made a decision that, wow, I get to walk in the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amazing. I've got to get to this verse. Jesus, help us. Verse 26, Colossians 1:26, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but has now been revealed to his saints. To them, God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is what? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ lives in you, and that is the hope of glory. Wow. That is a mystery that God had hidden for our generation, starting with Paul. And he let Paul be the one to bring it to us and say, Christ is in you. And that's the hope of glory. Well, Father gave Jesus glory and his righteousness. Jesus walked in that glory and righteousness. And when Jesus left in John 17, he said, Father, give the glory. I have given the glory you gave to me to them. Woo! And what is it? Christ in me, the hope of glory. Verse 28. Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. P Pastor, you just can't believe every verse you read in the Bible. No, no, don't say that statement. See, the reason why people snarl at the word perfect is because the preachers have taught you you're going to sin every day in word, thought, and deed. You'll never be perfect. Only Jesus was perfect. Except Jesus said, be ye therefore perfect as my Father, which is in heaven. He didn't even say be perfect like him. He's like Jesus. He said be perfect like the Father. Wait, who gave Jesus glory and righteousness so he could be perfect like him? The Father is not asking you to be something. He didn't already give you the power and all of the force of it on the inside of you to become it. It's in Jesus' righteousness that he gave you, and you now function in every single day. That we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Now, let's just do another quick, real quick, since we're having so much fun with this. Are you enjoying searching in the Bible? I hope so. Thank you, Roger. Now watch this. The word perfect in the New Testament, 28 times the word perfect is used in the New Testament. Now, let's go down here. And we'll find Colossians 1:28, and there it is. So now we open up to Colossians 1:28, and I'm going to go up here. And remember, when you're studying the Bible, you've got to go to a Bible dictionary to get the true definition of the word. I want you to remember this. Webster is not going to give you the proper definition of a biblical word, because in Greek, every word has a different meaning. Every word has a different meaning. So it's like the word love. There's four words for love in the Greek language. But when we translate those words into the English in the New Testament, they were all just used as the word love. Well, there are four completely different definitions for the word love. Now watch this. Let's go down here. I've got the Strong's up. Now watch this. Let's get the definition for perfect. Go down here and find the word perfect. You see it down here in the bottom. G5046. Now watch. Complete. Growth, mental or moral character. Completeness as of full age. Now look at the Thayer definition. Brought to its end, finished, wanting nothing necessary to completeness. That which is perfect, consummate human integrity and virtue. Now, why am I taking us to this definition? Because you and I can't be perfect in our human flesh. But when we study this word and we walk with God, we will be perfect every day. Paul said that we may present every man perfect. What makes you perfect? Walking with God in a daily, open, obedient relationship with him. That's what makes you perfect. I know. I can tell. Some of you are just like, I can't take it in. No, don't say that. Say this with me. Christ in me, the hope of glory.
Christ in me, the hope of glory.
The Holy Spirit lives on the inside.
The Holy Spirit lives on the inside.
And is teaching me from the inside out.
Is teaching me from the inside out.
See, God didn't say be perfect and then not give you the ability to do it. He didn't do that. That would be unjust. That would be unjust for him to do that. Look at Ephesians chapter 4. We say this verse every day, just about. Ephesians 4, and this is 11 through 16, 17. Ephesians 4, 11 through 17. Oh, yeah, you can. You most certainly can, Angel. You can, it's on your phone. I'll show it to you. If you go down here on my phone, right over here, this little thing with the E and the sword, that's E-sword. You just click that, and then it just pops it up. E-sword, LT. And it's the same thing on your phone if you have an Apple. It's not on Android. Android has a MySpace. My phone, not MySpace. Jesus. My sword. He said MySpace. Does anybody even know what MySpace is? That was the predecessor to Facebook. Look at Ephesians 4, 11. And Jesus gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. God gave us as a gift through Jesus. As Jesus was descending to heaven, Jesus took the five gifts that he was on earth, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. He took those five gifts and he put them on the inside of you and me. No, he put them inside of the body, not inside us, inside the body. That's his fivefold ministry leadership team to lead the church. Why are they there? Verse number 11 or 12. For the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And that word edify means to build up, charge up, just like charging a battery. That's why the fivefold ministry is here, to teach us, the body, to do the work of the ministry. Now look at verse 13. Until we all come to the unity of the faith. That is supposed to happen because that verse says so. And you and I stand for this every single day, twice a day, in the prayer time and here. We almost every day speak this verse out loud in faith as a prayer declaration over the body of Christ in the United States of America and around the world. Why? Because we got to come to the unity of the faith. We've got to get together on this. There's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all. Only one. There's not a Baptist one and a Methodist one, a Nazarene one, and a Lutheran one. There's only one Holy Spirit. The same Holy Spirit that was hovering over the water in Genesis is the same Holy Spirit that inspired these men to write this Bible. It's the same Holy Spirit that the Father put in you as the teacher and the truth. And it's the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. And that same Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you. I know that messes with some people's doctrine and it actually pulverizes it with a hammer. But you're going to stand before Jesus and give an account of what this book actually says. You might as well figure it out so you can live in joy and peace and the Holy Ghost here on this earth. Keep reading. I'm in 13. Till we all come to the unity of faith, to the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man. I didn't say it. You didn't say it. The Holy Spirit said it. Paul wrote it. He's a scribe. This is Holy Spirit talking. See that? The people who say you cannot be perfect those people are people that's not ever looked at these verses and said, wait, I better figure out what exactly Jesus was saying when he said it. They are people that have looked at it and said, well, you just can't be perfect. Why? Because they still have sin in their life. Why? They didn't receive the righteousness of God and overcome that sin. No, we get to be perfect like the Father said to be through Jesus, and we get it because Jesus put his righteousness on the inside of us. Oh, you might say I'm sounding like a broken record. I'm not a broken record at all. I'm just determined that this group of people is going to get this message. Keep reading. We'd be a perfect man to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Pastor, you cannot do that. You just read it. You just read it. Guess what? B-I-B-L-E. That verse is in there. And look at what it says. To the stature of the fullness of God. God wants you filled with his fullness, with the understanding of who he is. And my wonderful wife has just showed up. Hi. Say hi to everybody.
Who else here?
Oh, everybody. Angel and Rebecca and Roger and Dan and Sunday and a whole flock of people over on YouTube.
Hi, it's good to see you all here.
God bless you.
Well, I can't see you all here.
Yes. We're people of faith. We see them in the realm of the spirit.
I hope you guys. Do you need lozenges right now?
If you have one, I can take it.
Need one?
Now.
Well, you can push it through the airway.
Ready? Now, I've had this thought several times. Angel, make sure you communicate with me how it is you want me to pray in that situation. And please make sure you do that privately. I forgot to ask you that earlier today, and I meant to do that before we went live tonight. But we're definitely praying, and I want to know how to be able to pray publicly about that situation. So everybody has a different view on that. So if you'd send that to me in a text or something, then I would know how to pray, because we're definitely praying. And this group of believers is praying in faith with you. We always will be. Now, Father, how are you going to end this message today? Send us something. Because this is a very, where God has led us tonight is once again to just say the exact same word. All unrighteousness is sin. So you got to look at anything that's unrighteous as sin. And if it's still in your life, you got to get it out. Because sin brings death. Well, I don't want to die. I don't want to die. All right? So that means I got to get rid of sin. Because according to God, sin brings death. But Pastor, I'm a Christian. Well, then we learn tonight that all who are believers will not sin. Yeah, I still am, I know. But it's because in your own power, you're trying to do it. You got to receive the free gift of righteousness. And when you do that, and you get the revelation of that down deep, way down to the bottom of your hind leg and behind the toenail. You get that revelation down in there. All of a sudden, you just realize, wait, Jesus made me righteous. Therefore, sin shall not have dominion over me. All right. So that's what we're going to do. Our final. What's that doing? Our final verses for tonight. Let's just go there. Earlier this week, I'm going to do this again. I'm going to share the screen so you can see the eSword. And I'm going to change my my Bible up here. I clicked on that. You see that's set for the King James. I'm going to switch it to the New King James. And then I'm going to go to Romans chapter 6. Dead to sin, alive to God. You can see it says it right there at the top. I'm going to search the word sin. And let's search the word sin 100 times in the New Testament. But then I'm going to click on Romans here. See where it's the R-O-M? Let's click on the word Romans. And we'll see that 37 times the word sin is used in the book of Romans. All right? So the book of Romans has a whole lot to say about sin. Now, we're not sin conscious. We're doing this and we're talking about sin so people get a revelation of what actually is sin and that it's going to separate you from the presence of God and from a loving, a wonderful relationship with your Father. It separates you. Sin cannot stand in his presence. Now watch this. We're going to go to chapter 6. All right? And I'm just going to read the whole chapter. It's 23 verses. And then we're going to be done. That's what I just heard. Read the chapter and be done. So that we read it out loud. We hear what the Apostle Paul says in one thought, and then we leave shouting, I am filled with the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Watch. Here we go. Sin. I mean, not sin. Romans 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we, who died to sin, live any longer therein? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so, we also should walk newness of life as we're raised up out of baptism. When you go into baptism, the old man dies and up you come. Well, when you're born again, the old man dies. And then you take the example of Jesus and are buried with him in baptism and you're raised to newness of life. Let's keep going. 6, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. He who has died has been freed from sin. Verse 8. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, with Christ. Don't look up. Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. We don't have to die for it. He did. Thank you, Sunday. I'm reading that again, verse 10. For the death that he, Jesus, died, he died to sin once for everybody, for all. But the life that he lives to God. Aren't you glad that Jesus died to sin for you?
Amen.
Well, Pastor, how can he even do that? I'm not sure I can tell you, except that God our Father, who was righting all the wrongs of this earth, said, I need you to die for sin. And Jesus said, I'll die for sin. But look at what that says in verse 10. Once for all. That means he already did it. And you and I get to receive his life. Yeah. Not just forgiveness of sin. How many of you are beginning to see that when you got born again, you got one serious package from God? I mean, look, serious. I'm reading it again. Verse 9, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourself to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Say it with me. I am alive to Jesus. Wait. How's it say? I am alive.
I am alive.
In Christ Jesus, my Lord.
In Christ Jesus, my Lord.
And in his righteousness.
And in his righteousness.
Wow. It just gets better and gooder and gooder and gooder. 12. Therefore, I said all of that to say this. What do you do when you find it therefore? Find out what it is there for. So having said that, therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lust. You just don't know how hard it comes. Yes, I do. Oh, yes, I do. Everybody does. But see, once you get the revelation that you're living in Jesus' righteousness, which overcame every single sin on the earth when he was here, and his righteousness has already been proven to work, what sin has any ability to overcome you when the only thing that's coming at you is a fiery dart because it no longer lives in you? Look at what I just said. You died. He died to sin once for all. That means we don't. It's already done. Pretty soon, you get up and you dance and you shout and you jump about. I didn't say that gruffly. I just was using force to get my voice to work. 13. Do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin. What are your members? Your body. Do not present your members to sin. Present yourself to God, being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. God, my Father, I present myself to you. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And Father, Father's on the throne going, woo! You're getting it. Keep going. 14, he says it again. For sin shall not have dominion over you. For you're not under the law, but under grace. The law, they never could get past it. They couldn't get past the law. All the law did was show you sin, you sin, you sin. You sin the big sin, you sin the little sin. I need a bull, I need a goat, I need a lamb, I need your dog, your cat, your chickadee, and the parrot. Bring them all. What was it? No matter what, you will never be good enough in your own power. Keep reading. 13. I like Paul. Well, what then? Shall we sin because we're not under the law but under grace? Certainly not. See, when we begin to see all these places in the New Testament that says, you will not sin, then we've got to start saying, what are these people all saying out here that's saying, it's no big deal if you do? They're not being led by the Holy Spirit of God. 15, what then? Shall we sin because we're not under the law but under grace? Certainly not. Do you not know that to whom you present yourself slaves to obey? You are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or obedience leading to righteousness. But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which you were delivered, and having been set free from sin, you have become slaves of righteousness. That's a big amen, Roger.
A big amen.
Wow.
You hear me?
Oh, yeah, I heard you. Amen. Huh? I almost jumped up and shouted, but I'm really trying to be done. 18. And having been set free from sin, you become slaves of righteousness. I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness and of lawlessness leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness. It's not hard to make yourself a slave of righteousness when you've been made into the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's not hard to do. 20. 19. Where am I at? 20. Blue, 42. Go along, Roger. Button hook, man. Here we go. 19. I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness and of lawlessness leading to more lawlessness, now present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness. 20. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. What fruit did you have then in the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But see, that's not a term that, would you give me some more coffee though? That's not a term that you and I put to any part of our life. We're not looking for death in anything. 22. But now, having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you make your fruit to holiness and the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Now, we just heard Paul three times say, no, don't keep sinning. No, don't be sin. You've been set free from sin. Don't keep sinning. I'm very serious with this fact. I know there's going to be a bunch of people who watch this video. Please send me some questions. And you might say, yeah, but Pastor, I know you've already answered it, and I'm just dumb. I'm just not getting it. No, the fact that you are calling yourself dumb means you got to ask a question, because there's not a thing I've said in the last 6 days, 7 days, that would make you feel dumb. That is a fruit of the wickedness of our enemy trying to get you discouraged so you'll quit. Ask me a question. I'm not going to tell everybody who you are, but ask the question. I won't. But ask the question, because if this isn't making sense according to the parable of the sower, then you're going to go away. You're going to say, well, glory, hallelujah, but you're going to go away and be able to produce no fruit.
No.
And Jesus wants you to produce fruit on this right here. That's why he's got me stopped this week right here. And even though I'm not going away, I saw on Sunday, I'm 4 days now trying to get to that. And that's not where we're going. He's led us very specifically every night to see very clearly what his word says to us, very clearly. And guys, all right, last verse. That one I just read was last verses. So this is the last verse. God being my help.
Rebecca, Lord, I just got this in here.
Now, that's interesting. 2 Corinthians 5, 20 and 21. 2 Corinthians 5, 20 and 21. No. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Can you see the Father sending Jesus out to preach if Jesus hadn't beaten sin? Now see, it sounds stupid to even say.
Yeah.
And yet, I mean, right now across the world, God's got to use a whole lot of preachers that are sinning every day in the pulpit, because he doesn't have any other choice. He's leading them. He's trying to get them out of it. They've listened to these preachers that said it's okay to sin, so they are. And they get up in the pulpit, and they feel condemned. And they spend hours of fasting and prayer every week trying to get right with God. I've heard hundreds of stories of this. Watch. And all it is an understanding of righteousness. All right. I've just gone back to preaching. Can somebody please just help me read verses? Would you read the verses so I don't have to preach? 20. We are ambassadors.
Anyway, I know you.
Guilty as charged. Remember when we were kids playing basketball and you fouled, you raised your hand? That was me. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf. Behalf, be reconciled to God. Well, a sinner don't want to come to God and be still sinning. He wants to be free. So look at what he said. For he, God, made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin, or the sin sacrifice for us, that we might become, the righteousness of God in him. Say it. I've become his righteousness.
I've become his righteousness.
It's an amazing thought.
Really?
Can I share one more temptation of every pastor? We try to become righteous for you. We see you struggling, and you're fighting sin, and you're not getting in. When we try to become righteousness for you,
like you try, you want to do it for them,
and you can't. There's nothing more frustrating as a pastor than try to become righteousness for somebody, and they just don't let you do it. No, God doesn't let you do it, because everybody's got to have their own righteousness. And you got it when you were born again. Greatest day of liberation in the ministry to me was when I realized this. Everybody's got righteousness. Will they ever understand it? Because there's a whole lot of people that received it, and they're not turning, and they're not changing, and God's inside them, and he's calling them. And Jesus said, if you ain't chasing after him, even what you have will be taken away. Not by him. Fiery dart will come. You're a liar. You're a liar. You're a liar. And the next thing you know, you'll say, well, the next fiery dart comes. You might as well give up. You've already sinned. You'll never make it. You sin too much. See how many times you have those thoughts that are so bad? Those aren't your thoughts. Your thoughts are just holy, righteous, peaceful, loving, and gentle. Those are fiery darts that's coming at you. That ain't coming from you. You've been made a new creation. Did I just go to preaching again?
You did, but it's all right. It was good.
I'm telling you what, God is causing me to drill a hole up through the bottom and in through the side and one down through the top and get a big bore and then jackhammer it. And I will get this inside of this gathering of believers, and we will be known for this. And people will say, how are you guys so powerful? Because we are no longer doing it in our strength. We're doing it in Jesus, who did all the work and then gave it to us as a gift. Woo! Glory, hallelujah to the newborn King. So I don't seem to be able to do anything without preaching. Do you think you could pray and close it out, my love? I can preach. I can preaching. Let's pray. Father, thank you. I see this great revelation, sir. Matter of fact, I say it. We all see it. But yet, you've got me speaking this to a group of people here, Lord. And I thank you that all of the believers of the community of faith that really already see this, that they're so patient and loving, and they're shouting amen and putting in verses so that people all over this world who have never heard this message before will get it and see it and know it. And it will revolutionize every part of their life. We will be faithful to what you give us to say and to do. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood that totally purged every sin once and for all. Thank you, Jesus, for your righteousness that fills every part of us. In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Name.
Everybody say it with Sister Angel. I've become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
I've become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
In Christ Amen. Jesus. Now, Sister Angel is having to have a test done this next week. And I just asked her if I could pray for her, and she said yes. Somewhere here, she said yes. Yeah.
Yes.
On Thursday, she's going for an ultrasound. And just like the day we live in, the doctors are going to tell her, this is bad, it's really bad, it's awful, it's bad. Get here and get a test done. It's bad. But when I heard about it, I said, Jesus, do you have any of that in you? And he said, nah. And I said, well, then neither does Angel. Because as he is, as you are, Jesus, so are we in this world. You don't have any in your body, therefore, we don't have any in our body. Well, let's pray. Father, thank you that I know, we know, you hear our prayers. We know it.
Mm-hmm.
We know, according to the word of God, that we have the petition that we ask. We know it. Thank you for life and health and strength and peace and blessing in Angel's body and in the bodies of everyone who is here. Thank that as you are, Jesus, so are we in this world. Thank you. There's nothing else. It's just that easy. Your yoke is easy. And your burden is light. Your Holy Spirit lives on the inside of every one of us, giving us life. And we thank you for it. Angel, receive life.
Amen.
Rebecca, receive life. Sunday Geyser, receive life.
Amen.
Mary Pastorick, Kathy Angaroni, receive life. Amen. Receive life. Phyllis K. Raymond, receive life. Y'all, these people are just coming to me. Donna Howie Schubeck, receive life.
Amen. Roger.
Roger. Dan and Gwen, receive life.
Receive life. Amen.
Audrey Van Gessel, Tony, receive life. Sister Francetta, Michael, mm-hmm. Gretchen, receive life.
Receive life.
James and Felicia. Angel and Alan. I'm going to get them other two people. Becca and Eric and Ashley, your children, receive life. Julian and Bamala, Mary Fernandez, Tanvir and Nassim, all of your children, receive life. Lena Sandstrom, receive life.
Elaine.
Who?
Elaine.
Elena.
Tamale.
Elena Tamale. Elaine Tafili. Juliana.
Yes, thank you, Dave.
What are we doing, Pastor?
Receive life.
Ken Brumbaugh. K. Gary West, James Denny Jr., Maxine McDowell. Gary Fender. All of you, see, without seeing you every day, I know some of you are there. Well, 1,191 of you are there. I don't know your names, but receive life. Jeff and Kelly, receive life. We love you guys. Bless you. Bless you. Dave, God be receive life, brother. Brother Dave Villiard, receive life. We got a big congregation, don't we? Receive life. And for those of you who have been here before and I didn't get your name in there, receive life. After about 5 minutes of naming names, my wife looks at me and says, it's time to keep moving.
Because they don't want you to forget anybody. Hurt somebody's feelings.
I want all your pictures up there because then when I start naming names, I can see you right by pictures and I will be able to remember your names. Anyways, receive life. Thank you, Angel, for getting us to pray at this point. That prayer for you caused me to receive an answer right while I was praying for you. That's why we so diligently our faith. Got to use your faith like a seed and sow it. Got to do it. Oh, this may be new to you. But if it is, like Sister Kathy Angaroni that night, come on back just to see what this is all about. It looked like you was taking shots, but who knows? Preaching the gospel and taking shots.
Matt,
Kathy, and there we go. Matt and Kathy Angaroni.
Oh my goodness.
And Bella and Joey and Dane and Michael and Rivers and
How
Derek.
How is Derek doing Sunday? I'm assuming he's doing well. Heard.
Glory, hallelujah. God bless you. It is now time to receive communion. It's all right. We got revival happening. We have revival happening right here. Some people may never have seen revival, but we have it. So for communion, this is what we do. We read the Bible. Of exactly what Jesus said to Paul. And then we pray the prayer of salvation. And then we give you a couple minutes of instruction. And then we receive the elements. And then we have our closing verses and we say goodnight and we go home and we go to sleep and we get up in the morning and do it again. You realize tomorrow is the 7th of October. We've already lived one full week of October.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. 1 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse number 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, John Minor. Phil. That the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he blessed it, and he broke it, and he said, that's not what he said, but I bless you, Kwame. I love you, buddy. Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And then he said, Charlie Allen and Al Bowen
and Tim Brown.
And Tim Brown. Love you, Tim. Love you guys. I just got to get a list. And the next time I start naming names, I won't say any names. I'll just hold it up and I'll just do like this so you can see it. And then I'll flip it over and I'll do it like that. And then you can see it and we all shout glory. Wow. 25, in the same manner after supper, he took the cup saying, this cup is the new covenant of my blood. Soften as you drink it. Drink it in remembrance of me. 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes, his redemptive work. 28. Let a man examine himself and let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, the most powerful, one of the most powerful verses of the New Testament. Love has been perfected among us in this. How's that? That we might have boldness in the day of judgment. How's that? As he is right now, so are we in this world. Phew. Jesus is healed, healthy, whole, sound, blessed. Okay, name above all names, higher than all names. Give me perfect love, cast out fear, and all the torment that goes with it. Woo! There's no fear in love. Let's pray the prayer of salvation. You pray it. It's the prayer of rededication, and it's the prayer of faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. If you're already born again, filled with the Spirit, say it with us, because it's just reestablishing who you already are in God. His truth is marching on, brother. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
According to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe
you,
in you.
Give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting
life. And I will
life.
Not perish.
And I will not perish.
So Jesus, here's my statement of faith.
So Jesus, here's my statement of faith.
I believe you are the Son of God.
I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again just for me.
And you rose again just for me.
Put your arms up and just say it. I receive you into my life.
I receive you into my
life. All of your love and your mercy.
All of your love and your
all
mercy.
All of your grace and your righteousness.
All of your grace and your
filling
righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my
with
life.
All the fullness of God.
With all the fullness of God.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in
power. Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of
pray
God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
and live
language.
A successful life.
And live a
as a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. And amen. Welcome to the family of God. That's the first time you prayed that prayer. I'm glad to say we're glad to have you right here. This is who we are. This is what we look like. You even get to wear a Harley Davidson shirt. Oh, you might like Suzuki. We'll pray for you, but you'll be all right. Now, God Almighty just filled you. And as you've been studying with us tonight, you've seen all the verses that we read that Jesus is in you and you are in him. Now, what you need is a group of people like us that'll just keep going like God leads us. You just stick with us, click like, subscribe, and hit the bell. And every time we're live, come and join us. I know you can't be here every time, but this is not an addiction. All of a sudden, you realize, wait a minute, there is a flow from heaven that's coming through this ministry, and I want to be a part of that flow. And It's changing my life. Oh, and then all the other people that used to be with us. It's moved on to other things. I bless them too.
We bless them too.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
So, stick with us. We bless you. We have a program called Read the Word, which it's just reading the Bible, but it's like the greatest discipleship process of God. I mean, let me just back up what I just said. It's not just reading the Bible, okay? Mm-hmm. We are reading the Bible chronologically this year, which is a whole new experience. But reading it out loud has added, and it's like, wow, look what's going on. And so we welcome you. Send me an email. Ask me any question you want to ask me. Serious. Because we'll help you walk with God. And then when you ask a question, I bring it right here to this evening program. Answer the question. And we give you, well, somewhere in the neighborhood of, 50 or 100 verses to substantiate the doctrine that you're asking us about in the New Testament. Well, in God's holy word. No. And that's how this works. Get your elements and let's receive them together. Pray this prayer of blessing with me. I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord.
The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord.
And by your stripes I am healed.
And by your stripes I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Amen. Let's receive the broken body of Jesus together. And now, we lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with my Father.
By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation
with you. Well, we haven't laughed during communion. Glory be to God.
Holy Spirit, blessings. Thank you.
Well, are you ready? Where is we at? I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have
and
passed
all
away.
Things have become new.
And all things have become new.
Because of you, Jesus.
Because of you, Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to God's throne.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to God's throne room.
And he gives me a whipping because I laugh during communion.
He's blessing with us, and we hope you all got that blessing too. We love being blessed by the Holy Spirit.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony.
I overcome everything that comes my way.
I overcome everything that comes my way.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague has to pass over.
Every plague has to pass over.
And it cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The accuser of the brethren is cast down forever.
The accuser of the brethren is cast down forever.
And there's no more condemnation in my life.
And there's no more condemnation in my life.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes, they are white.
My robes, they are white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious
church. Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Because I live in Jesus' righteousness.
Amen. Because I live in Jesus' righteousness.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's receive the blood of Jesus. I
thank you, Lord.
Can hear. I can hear the Father chuckling. You got to sing, don't leave. I need your help.
Angel.
Because to do it like Jesus did, they took communion and then they sang a hymn. So you ready? I'm going to sing the same one I've been singing because I'm really liking it.
Talk for a minute. That's why.
No. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Glory to your name. Glory to
your name.
There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to your name.
Pastor's quacking up.
Jude. If you didn't get a chance, go ahead. If you didn't get a chance this morning to be a part of the prayer program, we read this book this morning, and wow, what a powerful revelation. Mike and Shannon, Dave and Gwen, Bob, Velma, Wilma, speak life to you. I speak life to you. Just saying what I hear Father say. Jude, verse 20. True beloved, building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Keeping yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. You got to realize that praying in the Holy Spirit is one of the most powerful tools when somebody's talking against you. So you stay in mercy and you don't get in judgment. It says it right there. On some have compassion, making a distinction. Who's he talking about? All these liars, cheaters, and stealers that was in the book of Jude that he was talking about. Others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire. Why? They are on their way to eternal damnation, hating even the garments defiled by the flesh. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory. With exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty. Wait, I was trying to get to the Amplified to read this from the Amplified, verse 24. Now to him who is able to keep you without stumbling, slipping, or falling. Sounds like righteousness.
Wow, yeah.
And to present you unblemished, blameless, and faultless before the presence of his glory in triumphant joy and exultation with unspeakable ecstatic delight.
Wow.
But that's what it's going to be like when we stand there. Mm-hmm. And we hear him say, well done. You're not going to fall on our face and get up and jump and run, shout and dance. To the one and only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, glory, splendor, majesty, might, and dominion, power, and authority before all time, and now, and forever, unto all the ages of eternity. Amen.
Amen.
So be it.
Amen.
Put your hands up. Say it with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I sow my time, talent, and treasure into the work of the ministry of the community of faith.
We claim every soul
that has heard us tonight for the kingdom of God. Now,
take it personally. I declare.
They get this revelation tonight.
In Jesus' mighty name, I receive the hundredfold return that you have for me and this ministry.
So that we can preach the gospel.
Right here and around the world. Wherever you send us.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Till we see you again, this is what we say.
We love you, and God loves you,
and Jesus is Lord.
Amen. And Roger, on YouTube, they only allowed 200 characters in your comments, so that might may be why sometimes they're not letting them go through, because if there's more than 200 characters, they just won't.
So you just have
to cut your comments in half, you know, or shorten them so they're under 200. And believe me, it does not take long to reach 200 when you're typing away. So
now make sure you find us on YouTube, Blog Talk Radio. Come and see us on Zoom. Find a way to be with us until we see you again. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Amen.
Send me a picture by email. My email's right down there. So I can look up there behind Sister Leanne's head and see all y'all faces. And then we'll just take a camera and we'll just shoot it on there and say, and here is the community of faith. In Jesus' mighty name. See you soon.